June 3. The door is still open. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. Proverbs 2:6. In a world like ours, where truth and falsehood are so closely mingled, it is difficult to discern between them. It is a perilous matter to neglect to seek wisdom from on high. Those who will now take heed and turn to the Lord without delay, taking their position on the true foundation, will receive pardon. All error is mixed with truth, and this makes the deceptions of Satan harder to see. But when the time of test and trial comes upon us, there will be seen the difference between the righteousness of the righteous and the wickedness of the wicked. Every error is sin, and every sin has its origin with Satan. Wrong practices have blinded the eyes and blighted the perceptive faculties of men and women. We need now to be guarded on every point. The inhabitants of the world, under Satan's leadership, are binding up in bundles ready to be burned. We have no time, not a moment to lose. The judgments of God are in the land, and those who stand obstinate, unconvinced by the warnings that God sends, will be bound up in bundles ready to be burned. Let ministers and church members go forth into the vineyard. They will find their harvest wherever they proclaim the forgotten truths of the Bible. Missionaries, men and women, are needed. They will find those who accept the truth and take their position beside their teacher to win souls for Christ. Multitudes are to be gathered into the fold. Many who have known the truth have corrupted their ways before God and departed from the faith. The broken ranks will be filled up by those represented by Christ as coming in at the 11th hour. There are many with whom the Spirit of God is striving. The time of God's destructive judgments is the time of mercy for those who have no opportunity to learn what is truth. Tenderly will the Lord look upon them. His heart of mercy is touched. His hand is still stretched out to save, while the door is closed to those who would not enter. Large numbers will be admitted who in these last days hear the truth for the first time. Letter 103, June 3, 1903, to Elder and Mrs. George B. Starr, workers of large experience, associated with Ellen G. White in the United States and Australia.